Recording.
Okay, Mitch, before we head on to the solar project for your home, if you could wrap up exactly what we have some of the takeaways in our last discussion for the next board meeting in March.
Okay. So, good discussion. I appreciate Robbie providing input. I would say that the takeaways that I got, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we'll come back with a scope for a study, and then also look at a vehicle, if there is one, to help Robbie with their funding, and maybe that becomes a part of an RFA, request for applications, and they can make the host for that, or we'll come up with some ideas that I'll then work with Robbie on that. So those are the two things that I got. Did anybody get anything else?
Okay, we look forward to that discussion then in March.
Okay, then I'll turn it over to Matt, unless you have anything else. Good afternoon. Go ahead and open that solar afternoon. Just real quick, I don't want to take a lot of time. In the read ahead, I gave you updated information on SOAR projects that the board has already approved for your information. But I did have two more projects that I wanted to bring before the board for approval. The chart that's up on the board, and you also have a copy in your read aheads. It's the funding that we were forecasting and what's actual, and this is as of the end of November. Right now we're tracking almost 9.5% ahead of what we were forecasted, so that's almost $70,000. So here, and it's kind of fortuitous that we're here at Aurora Airport today for the board meeting. The runway extension here at Aurora has been a discussion for probably back when Senator Johnson was department head here as well. We've been working diligently with the FAA to get that funded through our capital improvement program. I think we've gotten in the corner and they're ready to move forward. However, before we move forward, they want us to update the master plan, which is standard procedure. Anytime you do a runway extension in the airport, the FAA, one of the requirements is to do an update to the master plan. So in our CIP, our five-year CIP, they put it out in year five to do that master plan update. This is a great airport. It provides some great economic impact to the area, and we have needed this runway extension for a long time. So what we're proposing to the board is to use that additional $70,000 that we've collected above forecast to fund a master plan update for the Aurora Airport so that we can move the runway extension ahead a lot quicker, so that in year five we can actually be doing environmental work and begin the process of purchasing property rather than just starting the process 5 years from now. So I would propose this to the board for your comments, questions, suggestions.
This $70,000, that's not for the total update though, is that just to contribute towards?
Well, the question was the $70,000 is going to be the total update for the master plan. We anticipate that would be sufficient for the update to the master plan because we're not a full-blown master plan. If it was a full-blown master plan, we would be looking more at hundreds of thousands of dollars in miles.
Can I add something to this? So 6 years ago, we did the master plan for Aurora. It was a little bit painful, but the extension, 1,000-foot extension to the south, was authorized in the master plan. And that's based on 500 constrained operations. What the FAA wants now, Port Elizabeth included on our 5-year CIP, is they want a new 500 constrained operations study. And that's the amendment to the master plan. We can wait for them to fund it. That'll be 5 years from now. We can do it now. And then maybe we can be working on the project and getting funding for land purchase and environmental and design in the next 5 years.
Senator Johnson.
If I could just offer lessons learned from almost 20 years ago when I had this conversation, when I sat in Mitch's shoes, I would start by having a little socializing conversation with the locals about closing Kyle Road. That's the buzzsaw that I backed into, and no amount of money could overcome the resistance. So you might want to start with a little chat with the county and the city and folks.
It's a wise plan, because there's going to be spending $70,000 and handling it quickly on Shelton and going through the city or the county.
Kyle Road was actually built on airport land. There's an easement for Kyle Road. We have had that discussion, and we've had it over the past 5 or 6 years or so. We'll be very strategic about how we go about doing that, because there are some plans and considerations for how we go about doing it. And some of it involves buying the land to the south and cutting that road all the way down to the Art Road. Maybe the road to the south of the airport. And that may be what we do. And the city of Aurora has a proposal also. So there are some things going on. We just have to make all that come together.
If I could just add to my comment, because I don't want it to discourage you from looking at the runway extension. When I was running Arrow, the relationship with the county and the city was vastly different than it is now. There was a great deal of enmity, and I think the city is now looking out the window and seeing the key economic driver that this airport is, and the jobs and the opportunity, and I think that Mitch and his crew have done a great deal to minimize the noise conflicts and some of the other problems. So I wasn't saying that to quell your enthusiasm to do the inquiry, but public opinion will factor in. And Madam Chair, thank you for your courtesy. I'm going to leave you. Thank you for letting me be part of your meeting today.
Thank you for coming down for your continued support of aviation. Mitch, let me ask you this. Is there a rush to do the 70,000 commitment right now, or can we, once again, first reach out to our county and our city, and then proceed with the $70,000 update? What timelines are we working towards?
Well, I think there is a little bit of a rush, and the rush is in that we're constantly working with the city, we're constantly working with the county, Marion County and Clackamas County. So they're aware of what we're doing. There's some folks that are opposed to this no matter what time we're going to do it. They're going to be opposed to it. We know they're out there. We're going to fight this sooner or later anyway. And the 70,000 constrained operations just tells us what's the traffic that's coming in out of here. We have that data before. If we don't do this now, then every 5 years, the FAA is going to kick us down the road in another 5 years. And the only way we can get past that is to self-fund this. We have to be able to do this. We may not have it 6 years from now.
I guess, when's the next time we're going to go out and request another request for FAA dollars? When this data would be used for the next FAA request, when?
Well, if we can get this started now in 5 years, then we can get it on in our current 5-year CIP. So in year 5, we would be able to get in their environmental or property purchase and runway extension. So the sooner we do this, the sooner, because we're always looking 5 years out, the sooner we can get into the funding cycle with the FAA for the necessary.
The process of this project actually takes a little bit of time. So the final product may just barely make the SCIP time frame to be able to get it in year 5. If we don't,
which is when we submit it, in 2017, when we need to submit, then any data that we find from the the update?
November.
November, okay.
Right, but we have to get started now because any lag time to do the study, which takes the consultants a substantial amount of time, would push us out into 2018, which would mean it would be the end of that 5 years.
Okay, so for 2017, we need to submit by November. The update that you talked about funding for $70,000 would take how long if started in February?
Well, it won't start in February because we have contracting and some other stuff to do. We're starting in March, probably be completed by when?
Yeah, I mean, because it is an update, you know, a lot of the information that we have from our last master plan is going to be just transfer over, and so they're just going to be verifying numbers. They're not going to be creating new data. So it is a relatively short time frame, but to give you an actual date as to when it will be completed, the plan would be have it done so we can submit it.
The other sense of urgency about this is that land has been for sale for a while, and there are people that want to develop. We don't want to see that land get developed. Put our foot down so you can't move it.
But I'm not hearing a sense of urgency that we have to do it within the next 2 months or something catastrophic happens.
Well, normally a master plan update takes over a year, but because all the data is relatively similar, we can get the consultants to commit to doing it. By the end of October, if they start in March, the only way to do that starting in March is to move forward with the approvals today.
Okay, so this is what I'm hearing that here is to get data to meet the 2017 submissions, we need to have approval today.
Yes.
Can you understand the constrained operations?
Your constrained operations, basically, there'll be a questionnaire to the tenants that have heavy iron, big iron fly in here. If the runway's too short, they have to leave light loaded on fuel. If their refusal, airport refusal, this isn't good enough without light loaded loading fuel. Anything that constrains the operations of tenants that are current or prospective tenants. And there are, right now, there are companies that won't come here because we don't have that extension. The idea is to try to, we have the South End Air Park, they've actually torn down some of the T-hangers in anticipation and put up big 50,000 square foot corporate level hangers. That's the client that they like to bring in. And the benefit of that actually is the number of operations of the airport have gone down. We were at 80,000 to 90,000 plus, I think according to the towers, about 57,000, 58,000. 64,000. So the numbers have gone down because the smaller guys are leaving because they pick up the control tower and because they're making room for larger units.
One thing that I think we can assure the board is that if the board approves this, the funds today, and we get the consultant and he says, they say, no, we can't get it done by November. We can come back to the board in March and update the board, and then if we would like to then change up on how we move forward with it, we can at that time. But approving it today gives us the opportunity then to sit down with the consultant and get the contract going and at least spend the money to make sure that we can get it done.
So questions from around the room? So do I have a motion? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to do one thing. When I worked on the fuel tax bill, I worked with the local Chamber of Commerce and municipal leaders, and a lot of the expectations was the runway was going to be extended. There was a lot of interest in expanding the airport. That's very anecdotal. You say you will not be in office. But at the time, the atmosphere of Battle Royale Airport was very positive.
Thank you, Mayor. So, do I have a motion to approve the sale? Do we need to confirm the $70,000 for the now, or just to approve the staff to begin planning for the update? What exactly do you need the language for?
So the language would be to add additional more funds to enable this sorry, SOAR funds, state-owned SOAR funds, to fund the study, the update to the rural master plan.
Okay, so you're asking the board to approve the SOAR funds of $70,000 for the funding for the update on the master plan for rural.
So it's 8-1.
All right, I have a so moved by this. Do I have a second?
Second then to SOAR on.
And a second by Paul to SOAR on. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And say unanimous vote to go ahead and dedicate those funds in the rural master plan update.
Okay, thank you. One other action we need to also have the board approval on is the board had approved $20,000 to do the minor repair to Crescent Lake to get it open. I was able to take staff up there. We were able to do it for about 25% of what it would cost to have a company go up and a contractor go up and do that. And we did it that way in the interest of time. It wasn't pretty, but it was effective. And so I have, there's basically $14,000 left unspent in that project. Down at Cape Longo Airport, we had some issues with vandalism and theft. And so one of the things that we would like to do is take $13,000 that's left, and we'd like to leave $1,000 in that project for Crescent Lake as we come out of this winter season. Then there's some additional minor repairs that we've done that we have use of a few dollars to take care of that. So I would like to move $13,000 from that project and create a new project to do a gate and some fencing down in Cape Longo to help deter any additional theft or bans or whatever.
So let's say shifting $13,000
SOAR money.
SOAR money.
That was approved for Crescent Lake minor runway repairs to a new project for gate and fencing at Cape Longo.
Around the board?
Just question is that commitment once the snow is off the ground, Crescent Lake will be open?
Yes.
What was the question, please?
The question was once the snow is off the ground, Crescent Lake will be open for the summer. And I have not been up there since snow's been on the ground, so that we're anticipating, yes, but there may be some small repairs. Again, I have to shorten the runway distance, not at the full runway. And there is an update in your read aheads on where we're at with reconstructing the runway as well. So that is my
goal.
Anyone
else? Okay, so do I have a motion to take $13,000 from SOAR funds currently designated for Crescent and shift it to Cape Longo for gate and fence repairs at that location?
So moved.
So moved by Vince.
Okay.
Second by Aaron. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Convention vote motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
And
Vince?
Just a request, and I had a number of different emails with all of the board things this time. It was a couple of different ones. When there is formal action items, and maybe it was somewhere in there, it would be great to get a few paragraphs just that says, we're going to ask you for exactly what you just did, with a little bit of background about what the issue is. This is coming from SOAR money, and with a very specific request is saying, we're going to ask the board, da 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 da. And then I'll read it ahead of time, and then we can typically go through it pretty quickly and just say, any questions from anybody, and kind of go. And maybe that is in here somewhere, but I don't know, I had a few different questions.
Well, yeah, what I had up there was just a big, brief sentence that describes it, so we didn't have a word about detail.
Yeah, just a little paragraph saying, a little history, a little background on what you're doing, just the way you described it would be great in written form, and then we probably read it ahead of time.
And then we even, I feel a little weird, utilize a consent agenda format for minor details like that. But a consent agenda, we can probably put several of those on there and then approve the motion all at once. Something to consider.
Okay. And if there are no other questions on this SOAR project, then while I have a microphone, I do have one other item in the agenda that
Madam Chair, if you're okay with, I just wanted to update on two private airports that we've done inspection on. We've sent a notification to the planning department. One was, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, but I think it's Milky Field. It's in Lebanon. It is a turf strip that's 2.5 miles west of Lebanon. And again, I don't want to get into details on it, just to let the board, there's no conflict or anything like that from any of the neighbors or anything. It's just, this is formality of updating the board on prior airport applications that have come through. We've done inspections and sent to the planning department our after inspection what our thoughts are on.
To refresh the board's memory, anytime that anybody wants to put a new airport, private, public, anything in the state, they have to come to us. We do an inspection, get reimbursed, $375, and then we coordinate with the county and the FAA to make sure that they have both of their approvals. We're just notifying the board anytime we have airports that come into the state. These are both private airports that he's talking about.
So no issues with Milky or Sunrise Valley?
No.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the board? Okay, moving on.
Jeff, State Agency Coordination Group, the one page letter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to introduce myself again to the board members, Jeff Hughes, and Hughes Planner for the Department of Aviation. In the interest of time, I'll go through this briefly. It's just an update for the state agency coordination agreement. There was a memo I can send out, Brian sent it out as a part of the packet as well. Hopefully, I have a little background on what was to be reviewed. So, long story short, this is a document that every state agency throughout the state of Oregon adopts. This is ours. The last time we had one, the current one, I should say, is from 1990 when the department was part of ODOT. So we're basically updating our records, creating our own state agency coordination agreement for land use planning issues. So what this does is allows for any state-owned airport to work with local jurisdictions and the local planning documents to make sure there's a comprehensive plan in place between the local jurisdictions, the state, statewide aviation planning, the whole package. ODOT has one as well for transportation systems. And if this was a local jurisdiction, for example, PDX, so the PDX has one, has a comprehensive, the city of Portland has a comprehensive plan chapter that relates specifically to PDX for growth in and around the airport. So this is our version of that. So what we have already done, we have created the documents, about 19 pages or so. We're going to have an interested parties list sorted out by the end of next week. We're hoping we'll start the notification process. We're going to probably do a 21-day notification, hopefully by email, to save time, money, and postage. Get public comments. The email will be sent out to all local jurisdictions, both county and city, that have an airport within a couple mile radius of boundary, since although, for example, Aurora, the northern boundary is border, we're in Marion County, but across the street is Clackamas County, so Clackamas County will be notified as well, so they can make sure the land use development codes take into account aviation uses in the airport. So our goal is to have notifications sent out, 21-day timeline for all interested parties, which includes Friends of Fish Prairie, Thousand Friends of Oregon, Friends of whomever, collect your comments, come back to the board, we will have the SAC agreement published as part of the public process. The board members will have an opportunity to review it, also make comments on it, and it's anticipated at the next board meeting, unless it's changed in the last couple of days, at the next board meeting, arriving to vote upon adoption of the SAC.
Okay, questions from around the board?
I want to clarify one little bit for the board. In order for the board to formally approve and adopt a master plan for one of our airports, we must have an approved and adopted SAC agreement.
Yeah, that's correct. The current SAC agreement that is in place through ODOT, all master plans for airports have to go to OTC. So this basically updates that, so all master plans will go to the board. So in order to adopt these master plans that are being funded by the FAA, for example, will now go through the board for final adoption. Versus chapter by chapter, it will be a comprehensive document to chapters 1 through 8 plus supplemental information. To adopt an entire master plan, for example, for your Aurora airport as a plan.
Which has yet to be formally adopted by the board.
Correct. So this was started a couple of years ago. So the first one, hopefully, at sometime in the future after the adoption of the SAC agreement, is adoption of the Aurora master plan, since it's already been complete. We also have a couple others currently underway, and in Ohio, for example, a couple in the near future. Lebanon is 3/4 of the way through. Those will also go in front of the board. But we have to have this document in place in order for the board to adopt the master plan, and then we can have the local jurisdictions do their magic to make sure that they have land use play, land use development codes in place that are required by state law.
And it is a technicality, but if this doesn't get done properly, then we can't, we don't have an adopted master plan which we could then take to a county or city and let them incorporate it or adopt it within theirs.
General, coordination agencies, other than the traditional list that you have from a current coordinating list, do we run getting recommendations from DLCD? How do we know if we have somebody on there or accidentally missing somebody because a new agency's come around, 1,000 friends or whichever? How do you know how do we catch if we're missing somebody on this coordination agency?
That's a great question. So what we've done is the basic level is we've identified every jurisdiction and airports located, the county and city. Further beyond that, we've already received comments from other interested parties on other groups. So we do have a list from Waldo Lake Zoo example. So we have those names and addresses. We've also, as part of this agreement, we will reach out to other state-owned agencies and contact the city. Say, hey, who's your interested parties list? Because your interested parties probably are interested parties as well. So we have contacted other state agencies to see who's on their list and we can incorporate them into our list. And that's why, as Brian and I were talking earlier, I think DLC does email because it becomes thousands and thousands of people. So we will notify as many people as we can, including the list from other agencies, to let them know, as well as the basics, it's on the website. I don't know if it's been posted in the state circular or whatever, Secretary of State. But it will be posted in public areas as well. We do our best to notify everybody. So we have to check with other agencies to see who's on the list and what their reports.
Okay, and then we're getting back to your the master plan. You have to have a coordination list. Do we publicly notice a comprehensive master plan before we put it out for formal approval? So that's the ultimate catch-all.
Well, what we have for master plans is we follow the local jurisdiction's notification process. So, for example, Bandon, we've contacted Coos County, asked them how do they notify interested parties. And so what they do is they do an address search of a perimeter of 500 feet, as required by state law, and they notify all of those people and properties within 500 feet of that. At the same time, we post it on-site. We notify the tenants, any pilot groups who are interested, our interested parties list as well. We do the best that we can within the confines of the law. I don't want to say we go above and beyond the law, but we do what the law requires us to do, plus one.
Right, so you follow standard.
Correct.
We do, and the SAC agreement has verbiage that basically states that we will adopt any local jurisdiction's procedures. So we will do, at the minimum, whatever that county or city already does, plus add our interested parties list to it as well. And then this formal SAC agreement has been reviewed and looked at by DLCD, and we've gotten their comments, and we've incorporated theirs, and also DOJ.
We've had DLCD's reviewed it, DOJ has reviewed it, so we're on the final stretch for review.
So is this new? Because we've had master plans before.
We've never formally adopted them. This is something this agency forgot to do.
They may have
in the past, but what we found was when this agency broke apart from ODOT, they never, ODA did not formally go back and redo the SAC agreement, because everything states that it must go through the OTC, which was pointed out to us by a interested party.
Thousand friends.
So we're updating another formal document. I appreciate that, and we'll knock off the dust, clean it up, and we look forward to seeing the final coordination agreement coming up in March.
So we have one other item, and then we have an executive session, and we'll go through the motions to enter executive session here in just a few minutes. That other item is an update for the board on our strategic visioning. Remember, we had it to Salishan. This is the next step, and I'm going to turn it over to Brian and let him talk about the work we've done since then and the way forward.
Thanks, boss. Madam Chair, members of the committee, just an update on our strategic planning process. Haven't signed an agreement yet, but we've made a decision to begin working with Caraggio Group. They're a management consulting firm out of Portland. They're currently working with Business Oregon on their realignment of their business development officers. They've worked with Travel Oregon and some of the other folks kind of in our environment in the past, and we're very impressed with how they're going to be working with us and the board going forward. Kind of to Mr. Washington's point earlier, what is the why? Why now? What are we expecting out of this, out of the taxpayers' money? What are we expecting to get out of this process? The purpose is to validate or update necessary things like our mission, vision, goals, values. What we really want is a strategic plan looking out 5 years, but it's really giving us a deliverable this year, a tactical plan, and then a plan for the next biennium of milestones, what we can accomplish. We really want to see kind of what the space that we occupy traditionally, is that still valid? Are we doing things, some things better than others? Do we need to move and kind of realign our organization or our processes? And so the exciting thing is the timing. There's been some staff turnover here, there's some new members of the board, there's all the things we talked about today, partnerships on economic development with our stakeholder groups, the emergence of the UAS industry here in the state as a leader with the test ranges, which really calls for re-examining kind of how ODA fits in to this whole picture with other state agencies, with the FAA, with the other economic, safety, all the players in Oregon. So what we'll be basically looking for in the next weeks and months is the consultants will be conducting one-on-one interviews, first surveys, and then reaching out one-on-one interviews with all of you individually, each of the staff, different members of the stakeholder groups, Robbie, Pilots Association, FBOs, airport managers, everybody kind of in our constellation, and we're in the data gathering phase right now, and then that will be informing when we decide on the strategic retreat, the two-day retreat for the board, kind of moving forward and looking at some ideas. Maybe that's assigning each board member to partner with a agency staff member in an interest group to start looking at focus groups, different aspects of aviation or businesses specific to Oregon communities, kind of take a leadership role and not just be participants and kind of move forward where we can best affect those things as agencies. So surveys and scheduling one-on-one interviews coming up in probably the next 6 to 8 weeks.
I think that's cool. We all look forward to that.
It's a great time and a opportunity that they're going to be able to uncover for us.
So Mitch, are we coming to a close?
We are coming to a close. You'll have to close the the open portion of the board meeting. I think you have a script in front of you for the executive session.
But before we close, I was wondering if there anything that any board member would like to report on? Keith?
Yes. Thanks. Thank you. I just wanted to take a couple seconds here to officially inform everyone on the board and the Department of Aviation that I officially resigned my tenure at Nike effective the 6th of January. So I just wanted to let you all know that. But I also want to emphasize that it is a fantastic opportunity. It is not a bad thing. So I'm very excited for that. I'm very excited for what the opportunities are going to bring. And we'll also need a lot more bandwidth to focus on some of the work at the board, particularly with the board book that our community is working on. So I want to have that bandwidth. I can start on it right away. I just want to let you all know that so we can stop flies around. So now you heard from me. It's an observation. Thanks.
All right. Okay, we're going to ask you with that. A little more. Brian.
Yeah. No, just updates are on the timing and the idea of updating things. I mean, yesterday I got a call from Senator Wyden's office. They had a question about the upcoming FAA Reauthorization Act, where basically they wanted to learn more about drones. But there's, on the various boards in Vermont, there's this whole sort of question about the future, what the FAA is going to be doing, how we're going to create policies, and how. So it's not just us. And on the state level, it's the national level, et cetera. So doing this, where things are going, we're sort of at a huge transition right now, and it's a very important, good time, I think. And we're getting attention from elsewhere as well. So.
And I think that the company that we're hiring, we talked about interviews and questions, so that would be one of the things that they would specifically ask you when we talk about what's changing in the industry that may influence or change paths that we've taken in the past. Okay, so anything else before we close the open session? Okay, with that, open session is closed. And now, in accordance with ORS 192.660, parent 2, parent F, the State Aviation Board will now enter into executive session to consider information or records that are exempted by law from public inspection. Are there any members of the media here that wish to join?
The media. We have our attorneys, Lucinda Jackson and Mark Schumacher.
Lucinda, Mark, welcome.
Thank you.
What would you like?
Okay, see them.
So on the inside, to break the chairs on the inside, you can sit.
So you're not going to put us right here.